We're back, second hour of Houston Radio on the Public Broadcasting Network. Now, U2, Bono. Now, he comes out when Kendrick Lamar is doing his little thing at the beginning of the thing. Basically trashing Trump, talking about words like resistance. Sorry, everybody. Technical difficulties. I start talking about heavy stuff, and then guess what? You get dumped on by the powers that be, I guess. I don't know. Hell, why does this happen to my show all the time and not everybody else's? I just don't understand it. Anyway, so we're back. But I'm talking about U2. So they're on a barge across from the Statue of Liberty. They're talking about the American dream and all this resistance. And all this crap. I just see this whole resistance thing. What are you resisting? A guy trying to cut your taxes? A guy trying to bring back billions of dollars from offshore to renegotiate these goofy trade deals where we got hamstrung and just... All right, we're back again. Another call drop on Skype. Thank you, Microsoft, Bill Gates, you SOB. Anyway, so all these people are resisting a dude that's actually, now look, whether you like Trump or not, I mean, to basically move us away from communism back towards a few degrees, back towards Americanism. And then the entire Grammys, Hollywood, CNN, MSNBC, half of Fox, they want to kill this guy just because he wants to push us a little bit away from communism. I mean, just 2 degrees, just to talk about securing our borders. And then I hear all these people, the cynics in alternative media, they want to take a dump on the guy. Finally a guy that says, hey, I don't want to take people from shithole countries. And I got into it with somebody I work with, and I was like, dude, these countries are shitholes. And it's not based on race. It's based on culture and how people are living and, you know, how they're acting. It has nothing to do with your color necessarily. But yet everybody wants to just pile on. And, I mean, it really gets on my nerves. Anyway, so let's listen to a little bit of Trump at Davos, shall we, Ken? Clip 16. Let's get that queued up. Oh, but anyway, while you're getting that queued up, you too, resistance. I'm so sick of this word resistance now. I mean, Jones had been using it for years, and now all of a sudden Trump gets in and the entire left-wing pinko commie establishment takes the word resistance, and now it's theirs. Whether you like Jones or not, I mean, it's just fascinating that now Keith Olbermann and the Resistance Choir with Kesha tonight, this little satanic witch who's gained some weight, and she's got this song up for a Grammy. And I haven't watched anything like that for a while, but I was getting ready for the show, and I'm like, let me watch some of this garbage. And my gosh, the poor 20-somethings that are watching this getting mind-screwed by it, I feel sorry for them. And it makes me really, really hot under the collar at all these people that are sitting out there, the accolades that they're giving each other. And I mean, this is the worst form of humanity on the planet, all these so-called artists. You know, these people belong in a camp somewhere. And I don't wish being in a camp for people, but You want to destroy while at the same time claiming you're these angelic beings, but yet with the material you've released over these years, you're acting like you're holier than thou. Really, really gets on my nerve. All right, so let's do a little Trump at Davos. Let's go ahead and start that clip 16, Ken.
Over the past year, we have made extraordinary strides in the U.S. We're lifting up forgotten communities, creating exciting new opportunities, and helping every American find their path to the American dream, the dream of a great job, a safe home, and a better life for their children. After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election. Consumer confidence, business confidence, and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades. Since my election,
hey, we've pause created it there for a 2.4- second, Ken. All right, so, and I get this. I think people in the business community have been ready for somebody that's been willing to cut corporate tax rates and try to bring money off from offshore, onshore, and so forth and so on. Look, and I know it's all a fiat system, but when you turn the Titanic 45 degree, and so I think a lot of people, these purists, that just don't understand how this thing works. But let's continue.
Number is going Go ahead up and very, very substantially. Small business optimism is at an all-time high. New unemployment claims are near the lowest we've seen in almost half a century. African American unemployment has reached the lowest rate ever recorded in the United States, and so has unemployment among Hispanic Americans. The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America. I'm here to deliver a simple message. There has never been a better time to hire, to build, to invest, and to grow in the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. The American economy is by far the largest in the world, and we've just enacted the most significant tax cuts and reform in American history. We've massively cut taxes for the middle class and small businesses to let working families keep more of their hard-earned money. We lowered our corporate tax rate from 35% all the way down to 21%. As a result, millions of workers have received tax cut bonuses from their employers in amounts as large as $3,000. The tax cut bill is expected to raise the average American's household income by more than $4,000. The world's largest company, Apple, announced it plans to bring $245 billion in overseas profits home to America. Their total investment into the United States economy will be more than $350 billion over the next 5 years. Now is the perfect time to bring your business, your jobs, and your investments to the United States. This is especially true because we have undertaken the most extensive regulatory reduction ever conceived. Regulation is stealth taxation. The U.S., like many other countries, unelected bureaucrats, and we have, believe me, we have them all over the place, and they've imposed crushing and anti-business and anti-worker regulations on our citizens with no vote, no legislative debate, and no real accountability. In America, those days are over. I pledged to eliminate two unnecessary regulations for every one new regulation. We have succeeded beyond our highest expectations. Instead of two for one, we have cut 22 burdensome regulations for every one new rule. We are freeing our businesses and workers so they can thrive and flourish as never before. We are creating an environment that attracts capital, invites investment, and rewards production. America is the place to do business. So come to America where you can innovate, create, and build. I believe in America. As President of the United States, I will always put America first, just like the leaders of other countries should put their country first also. But America first does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world. American prosperity has created countless jobs all around the globe, and the drive for excellence, creativity, and innovation in the U.S. has led to important discoveries that help people everywhere live more prosperous and far healthier lives. As the United States pursues domestic reforms to unleash jobs and growth, we are also working to reform the international trading system so that it promotes broadly shared prosperity and rewards to those who play by the rules. We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal, because in the end, unfair trade undermines us all. The United States will no longer turn a blind eye to unfair economic practices, including massive intellectual property theft, industrial subsidies, and pervasive state-led economic planning.
All right, stop it there. Now, massive state-led economic planning, industrial subsidies, so forth and so on. Now, Ken, go to clip 21. This is what's freaky, folks. And this really gets into Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, who's on Jones all the time and he's on Rents all the time. But this is from Newsbud, and this is 2018 China. And here's where it gets freaky, but go ahead and roll clip 21.
America is ready for its manhood measuring moment in Asia. But will China oblige? Admiral Harris is promising big doings in the Indo-Pacific. You know, that region that isn't supposed to have China in it? In 2018. That's this year. Will the Chinese rise to Admiral Harris's bait prematurely? Or will the PRC continue to dodge direct confrontation until it has built its way to military dominance? Pushback against Chinese influence throws a revealing light on the American National Security State's latest outpost, the University of Texas at Austin. And China Watch reveals its invincible magic weapon against the PRC and the Chinese Communist Party. A secret available only to viewers who subscribe to Newsbud and join the best and best informed community of free thinkers on the internet. To get these stories, you can only turn to China Watch, that's me, the last of the independents. Fear of U.S. marginalization in Asia has pushed the entire American establishment, Democratic and Republican, liberal and conservative, into anti-China groupthink. Well, if you want liberal hand-wringing, conservative bluster, strawmen, and self-serving arguments for a trillion-dollar payday for the military security complex, you've got infinite choices in the U.S. media. But if you want a hard, objective look at U.S. and PRC strengths and weaknesses and a critical eye on American and Chinese folly, only China Watch has got you covered.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. You know, Jimmy Carter and the Panama Canal. And look, I used to read The New American Heavy by John Birch Society. And back in the 90s, they were freaked because Jimmy Carter signed away and then Bill Clinton finished off basically letting the Chinese get control of both ends of the Panama Canal. It's insanity. The Chinese, I mean, I've got a couple other clips, and we're coming up, let's see, we're coming up on, Ken, get clip, in about a minute, we got a break, but when we come back, Ken, let's have clip 29 ready, but the Chinese all over Africa, all over Afghanistan, the rare earth minerals. We're in a war here basically for the future vision. Okay, so is it going to be the rapacious American corporations, or is it going to be the Chinese state-run corporations that get control of resources on this planet? And a lot of times these Chinese corporations for the time being are actually treat these people in other parts of the world better than corporate America, and that's the problem. Now, is that always going to be the case? Of course not. Later on, they'll rape them in the communist fashion. But America's got to get its act together to where...
Folks, received any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Now, we're going to play some things about the United Nations troops, who are predominantly Chinese, according to some sources in Africa and elsewhere. People are figuring out, it's like, hey, wait a minute, these are occupiers. So let's roll 29.
If you've ever wondered exactly what troops will it be under that blue helmet in that white UN vehicle, well, just to let you know, it's a majority of Chinese right now in Africa. That's right, the Chinese. Does it matter if it says UN or what it says? Majority's Chinese. Right now, they're saying that 56 peacekeepers were killed in 2017, marking the highest number of deaths through violence for the UN in a long time. They're saying since 1994. They're reporting that they're being told to fight back now, because what is happening is individuals in the Congo and other areas, they're fighting against these tanks, against these UN peacekeepers that they say are infiltrators, and they're just mauling them. They see them as the enemy, as an occupation, no different than the United States going into a country to occupy it or anything else, and them attacking our troops. It's the same thing. It's an occupying of an area or a country of someone else's land that they're trying to control. What's happening in a massive wave here is that people are turning against them. Big time. This should show you that their UN agenda here for trying to go in and take over areas isn't going down so smoothly. I also want to remind folks in this country not to turn into the Hatfield and McCoys when the lights go out and these vehicles come roaming down your streets. Instead of fighting each other on the hillsides, you need to be concentrated about what's coming down the pathway between you, because they'll bomb both hillsides and wipe you all out. Comprende? That's the truth. And many are witnessing this and have seen enough in these other countries and have turned the tide. Who do you think is going to be coming into this country when the lights go out? Really? You act like it can't happen. When it happens, who do you think will be here en masse all over the place? With predator drones crisscrossing this country? Oh, that's right. And then they're going to show the rest of the world, oh, we're bombing these pockets of insurgents. Going to show these black and white heat signature silhouettes from the drone that they just bombed all these people. It was you and your family running. Nobody cared all this time when they showed you on TV that, oh, it was insurgents. You just turned a cheek. That's what the rest of the world's going to do, America, when it's your turn.
All right, you can stop it there. Just food for thought, folks. Places in Africa and so forth turning on the UN troops like they should. Look, I know a lot of these African countries right now are utter chaos, utter superstition, utter buffoonery, utter arrested development is what it is. But I mean, you gotta at least say, hey, this, you know, for some of us, it's like, oh, send the UN into this country because they're just that pathetic, blah, 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 blah. But yet, you're a Patriot Movement 3%er type here in the United States, and oh, the evil UN, they better not come in here. We'll send them into everybody else's country, though, and I won't care. You know, let's be, you know, I was part of a UN operation when I was a dumb kid in Somalia. Right, the Pakistanis were there, the Saudis, the Turks, the Italians. I met French Foreign Legion. I met people from all over the stinking world. And guess what? The rules of engagement are different for all these different countries. French Foreign Legion over there lighting people up like it ain't nothing. Okay? See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce, Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, should be included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
CindyRadio.chatango.com, IncendiaryChat.chatango.com, IncendiaryQuencher.chatango.com, the chat rooms, Hoolies blog.blogspot.com, WHOOLIS blog.blogspot.com. Welcome to everybody at 107.9 in Australia, TCTA Unleashed. Sean down there in Australia and all the folks down there that listen, thank you for being here. So let's see here. Let's get into the Q storm. And Ken, go to clip 23. This QAnon stuff, it doesn't stop. Now people are warning of a false flag coming our way. You know, this memo being released, the State of the Union coming down the pike, Trump at Davos, the secret society at the FBI that met the insurance policy, all these things that we are reading about and so forth and so on. It's fascinating, you know, and I've even got local stuff about Antifa punks, these punk rocker punks, and some of the metalheads in the area here in St. Louis that are that have bought the you know, the Kool-Aid of anti-fascism, the anti-fascist action, the communist, this Jewish plot, basically. And this goes all the way back to, you know, Germany and pre-World War II and the attempted communist overthrow of Germany after the Bolshevik Revolution. And, you know, you get into FDR and all the scumbag communists and these administrations. You know, it's just an embarrassment that there would actually be this many white people that would buy into communism, the Antifa. I mean, it's almost like, you know, you get pushed to the edge here with these kids. And I know that they've been under weapon system upon weapon system to destroy them. I mean, they're even talking about the end of the male reproductive chromosomes, so forth. You know, they're trying to, like, basically demoralize us to the point where you don't even want to fight. And I think a lot of this comes as disinformation out of the alternative media. You know, that, and look, I know the atrazine, and I've got 30 something clips here I can't even get to, but I'm trying to at least maintain some semblance of a show here. But I get overwhelmed, as you guys, I know you do, those that pay attention out here. And look, some of the RBN family are surface dwellers, and they don't get deep down like you and I. And, you know, it's frustrating. But at the same time, God leads those of us into deep realms, and he keeps others at surface realms. And I can't, you know, I can't get caught up in why some people get caught up into the, you know, just the one level, while some of us like to try to dig down numerous levels into this thing and really look at strategy and the rest of it. But let's listen to the Q storm here, clip 23, or let's do that one, Ken.
But this Q post, guys, focus with me a moment. It said, why would D's have MW conduct the follow-up to Soto? That's why would the Democrats have Maxine Waters conduct the follow-up to the State of the Union address? What information are they so worried about, guys, that Trump is going to say during the State of the Union address? Remember, we've been told that the Q drops, or not the Q drops, but the memos may be released during that statement or during that time. What is Maxine Waters used for? Reread past drops, mouthpiece control. That's what she's used for. That's where she's made her millions of dollars, guys, and has the big houses in a district in California that she doesn't even live in the district that she supposedly represents. It says, carefully crafted out their statements with falsified fake Mueller drops would be made that nobody else would dare say or suggest. It's like she's screaming, impeach Trump all the time. It's just a mouthpiece that's been controlled that will say anything. Again, carefully crafted out their statements with falsified fake Mueller drops will be made that nobody else would dare say, suggest, pawn. She's being used as a pawn. What do they expect is coming? What must be said to provide a counter narrative? What do they expect is coming? Guys, they're fighting tooth and nail. Remember not to let the memos be released. What might be said to attempt to discredit factual proofs coming? We're about to see the proof, the factual proofs, and they're going to go They're going to throw fits trying to change the narrative. How do you keep people blind? What must you feed them? Every mainstream media news station next week will be saying and pushing the exact same counter-narrative fake news. Talking about Mockingbird here. Mueller fake news, what's coming out. Russia is going to be pushed. Should they fail, guys, pay attention. Expect a major FF to force a shift. What is FF? That is a false flag. Predictable. We see all, we hear all. Wizards and war in brackets, locks. These people are really darn cute. Again, I'm going to keep this short, guys, but pause this, go back over it, read it. The Q post will be talked about, all the new ones, tonight on the Blog Talk Show. Be there. Call us. Let us
all
know.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Now, look, you know Alex Jones had William Binney from the NSA. Documents were dropped on the office website, okay, Director of National Intelligence, okay, they were talking about all this garbage between these factions trying to take Trump out, basically. They released this stuff on the DNI website. And look, my problem is this. Trying to talk to people that are not initiated, and I don't like to use that term, initiated into even basics like our level, it's impossible. My own family members, like my mom and dad, older folks, or even like younger folks in their 20s and so forth that live off the Facebook feeds, we have this bad habit of thinking everybody else knows even nearly what we know, and they don't. And so we're in a very precarious position because 99 out of 100 people are walking around zombies. Okay, now, on top of that, Jones, Ken sent me this. I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank. Frank from North Carolina called into Jones and was like ripping on him for bragging. And there's been this recurring ad that's on Alex's shows. If you listen to their feed where they don't do outside commercials. And so Frank is like a legend again because I need your help, Frank. I need your help. And most of you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but it's pretty funny. So Frank of North Carolina, if you're listening, you want to call in. It's pretty funny. But I mean, it's so weird that Frank started the David Duke, Alex Jones thing, and then Jones puts Frank in the rotation of the commercials where Alex cuts him off and he's yelling at him. It almost seems like, you know, people are probably over there are listening to our network and especially my show. Not that Alex is listening. I would never say that Alex was listening, not on a Sunday night at 11:43 p.m. Central, but I'm saying probably one of the minions over there, which is cool. Hey, whatever. And look, I'm not into thrashing InfoWars every week. I mean, they're doing their part in this battle, and just because they don't want to go full blown, you know, exposing protocols to Zion level stuff, I don't care. It's if they can push against these people in their own special way, on a tactical, practical, strategic level, it helps. And I know a lot of you are like, and you know what? I don't care. I'm past the point of caring what people think. I'm looking at things on a battlefield level, and a lot of these other people that are like, they're childlike and I'm going to take my toys and I'm going to go home, blah, 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 because this person doesn't do exactly what I think should happen. You know what? The world's a big place. And I'm just looking at this as some kind of guy in the background. And I'm like, look, there's a lot of cool stuff happening and I'm digging it. And if you're not, and you're not, you know, kind of plugged into this, and then you don't have to be. You can whine, send me goofy emails, You know, I get flooded with emails by these people, and it's just like, dude, do you even have a life? You're sending me goofy stuff, and I'm like, what's wrong with these people? You know, you don't even see any kind of break in the dam. Sometimes it goes our way. I don't know. I just get to the point where I people really piss me off with their goofiness. Let's talk about wetware, nanotech, and zombies. Now, Ray Potter and others are talking about it, but I mean, Ken, get clip 9 ready. Let's move on into this. But look for a false flag. I mean, look, if Jeff Sessions, half the people are wanting him out, and other people are like, look, this is strategy going down. We'll see, okay? I was a big Sessions fan, and then I backed off. I'm like, I don't know whether this guy's got some skeletons and he's going soft. This is hard stuff to really get through. But let's listen to this kind of like this nanotech stuff, clip 9.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another video from aplaintruth.info. Today, we're getting miniature, micro-sized, subatomic, through the blood-brain barrier, nanotechnology, and smart dust. I published a natural news segment on McDonald's burgers carrying nanofibers. This is actually a circuitry there. These are all the applications of nanoparticulates that are being used in different industries. The industry is said to be up to $3 trillion by 2015, yet nobody hears about it because they don't want us to hear about it. There's no FDA oversight. They're simply regulatory advisory. And so here's this $1 trillion business of which over $40, $50 billion in our foods and has been since 2000. And nanotechnology is super, super small technology. But you can see the growth of this. That's a hockey stick, they call it in Wall Street terms, where something just takes off. So this is the evolution. And we all have these nanobots inside of us, as you'll see a little bit. And it's the evolution of materials. And you see since the polymers and then to 2000, all of a sudden we're down at the micronic level, the submicronic level. And also to getting into self-replication. Look at the amount of nanotechnology patents that have been taken out. And so they're able to self-replicate these nanobots and bring them down through the skies, through our foods, where we all uptake it. It's in our food systems. It's in our water systems. It's in everything, and it's unregulated. And no one, and the efficacy of it, the safety of it, is unregulated and unknown as well. So as you can see here, these are called buckyballs. These are formations of this nanotechnology, Buckminster Fuller, who was a good guy, but now they've taken his technology for something they're going using for truly evil, and that's the control and making a pet of humanity or eliminating us all together. So this is a site called Data Asylum I want to get into, so let's get into it now. A video with McDonald's hamburgers containing nanomaterial. Small micro nanotechnology fibers, and most people have no clue what nanotechnology is.
We can stop it here. Let's talk about this. You know, all the way back, Rents, at the beginning of the website, and I've been on the internet since it came up with Morgellons and that whole thing that he was into 20 years ago and more. And now you get into the much McDonald's hamburgers level. And I remember with Dr. Catherine, what's her name from GCN. But anyway, the redhead who had cancer, she was on Alex Jones all the time. But the smart dust, I mean, we were all into this years ago. But it's just this thing keeps moving forward and forward and forward to where we're all looking at basically nothing that's not being touched by this. And then you get into the ability for these machines to walk around in your body, go through your bloodstream, get into the brain possibly, and then actually becoming a an internal virtual reality to where it gets into certain aspect, you know, sectors of the brain and actually matrix level stuff to where you've got bots crawling around in you. And then these things can actually affect what you think you're witnessing, what you think you're living. The whole thing's fascinating, and it's sick at the same time. See you guys on the other side. Looking for a star with your name.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Incendiary Radio. Now listen to this. Ken sent me this. Seems like they've already removed the God gene from the college students and most of their thinking ability. Derivative thinking only, not critical. Twilight Zone. Now, think about this, though. How many nanobots might be crawling around in my high 40s behind? Okay. And I'm still here with you guys. You and I and a lot of the listeners, we're still on our level. And so it's just like I said earlier. there's gifts being given to us here to protect us along the way to where we see this democide about to really get into high gear, but there's a protection thing going on, a hedge of protection against a bunch of us. And yeah, the youngers, there's a bunch of them that are really getting suckered out. But then we get into this, we looking at like these generations of younger ones, and some of these are like going to be the most hardcore conservative types out here. And this is when I look at the Daily Stormer and some of these characters, and even though some of their stuff is highly, you know, over the top and so forth and so on, there's a lot of these young generations that are getting into the hardcore aspect, even though if they don't have to agree with the completely over the top nature, you know, I mean, there's a point there where they're doing that on purpose just to like yank people out of a trance. But it's pretty funny that there's a whole bunch of this stuff that's happening. And let's just say that there's things moving that a lot of people can't gauge because they're not paying attention to a plethora of different things. Now, this is on the Gateway Pundit. St. Louis conservatives wakes up to find his vehicle vandalized with F Proud Boys and hammer and sickle. Okay. The tolerant left strikes again. Brandon Voles, St. Louis conservative, and he was hanging out with some of these Proud Boys at some of the South City bars, some of which I might be caught in once in a while. Okay. And somebody wrote F Proud Boys and so forth on it. Now, this could be a hoax. You don't know, because see, these are Alinsky-ite tactics. And like Cernovich and some of these other folks have said, we need to adopt Alinsky-ite tactics and make them work for us. But there is, like, look, if you get into the punk rock kind of scene around, there is a bunch of Antifa types here in St. Louis. Now listen to this. I've known Brandon from hanging out at South City bars, but hadn't really seen him in over a year. I happened to run into him in a South City bar on a Wednesday night. I was drinking there with my Proud Boy chapter vice president, Joe S. We weren't wearing our colors, but the Proud Boys did come up in conversation a few times. But anyway, so he ends up later getting his car allegedly vandalized by Antifa types. Read into this what you want. Is it a false flag on the kind of Proud Boys right side, or was it real? Just interesting to see. Third hour coming up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.